Ringo Starr and his 13th All-Star Band take the stage tonight at the Falls View Casino in Canada for the first show of their North American tour. Media and invited guests got a preview Wednesday. It'll be 50 years in August since Ringo joined the Beatles, and he says he keeps going because he's still living the dream.
I'm still getting to play with good players, hang out in the studio. You know, that's the dream still unfolding for me. When I was a kid, I wanted a kid of drums, then I wanted to play, then I wanted to play with good people, and of course that ended up great in my case, but it's still happening. I'm playing with all these people, new songs. It's what I love to do, and I'm still doing it, so I'm blessed, really.
His newest bandmates, Steve Lukather of Toto and Greg Rowley of Santana, are joining All-Star alumni Richard Page, Mark Rivera, Greg Bissonette, and Todd Rundgren, who's toured with the All-Stars twice before. Rundgren says this time the band is really close off the stage, which inspires them to play better and better.
And I guarantee by the time we get to the end of this tour, we're going to be delivering renditions that surpass anything we have done before. We have the musical capacity, but sometimes, you know, you don't all get in sync together. We are completely on the same page under the leadership of this man here. It's all about the hang.
Considering they could be doing any number of projects, why the All-Stars? Greg Rowley, Santana's original keyboardist, said he took up music because of the Beatles.
When I was about 16, I saw the Beatles on Hard Day's Night and various things. I went, wouldn't that be a cool idea if I did something like that? So I told them earlier, without the Beatles doing that, I may never have done that and ended up an architect. And I'd rather do this.
Todd Rundgren says sometimes people forget what music was like before the Beatles.
It was some pretty boy in front of a bunch of faceless backup musicians. And when the Beatles came out, we suddenly realized, find a couple of your friends in the neighborhood, form a band, have some fun, and then some of us will succeed and become real musicians eventually.
And Rundgren says,
and I remember the first Beatles album, you know, how proud they were to state that they played all the instruments, you know, they wrote all the songs together. They were self-contained unit, and that opened up just a whole world that didn't exist before.
This marks the third time Ringo's chosen to launch his All-Star Tour band from the Falls View Casino. So what's the attraction?
We love Niagara Falls, and, you know, we see the falls out of our window. It puts me in my place every morning when I think, oh, I'm such a big shot. And you open the curtains, and there's Niagara Falls. It right-sizes me immediately, so the day starts off good. But we're blessed that Larry, likes us to come here. I love to come here, and it's been a great combination that we rehearse here, and then we do the shows here, so it's good for the band. We get to know each other. We actually can find our rooms. And, we're well looked after, so it's great. So that's why I keep coming back.
Rowley admits it's his first visit.
I've never seen Niagara Falls, and they brought me to the room, and I opened up the window, and it's like right there, and it's enormous and powerful. And they said, you want to go down and see the theater? And I said, no, wait a minute. Let me hang out here for a minute and watch this. And I went down to the falls and just caught the energy of it and stood there for 20 minutes. It is so powerful. It's very cool, and I'm glad he likes coming here because now I got to see it.
Toto's founding member, Steve Lukather, jokingly admits to having ulterior motives for joining the All-Stars.
I had this brilliant idea that I was going to tightrope across Niagara Falls.
And
this Melinda guy screwed the whole thing up for me, man. You know? But no, in all seriousness, I really... It's a blast. I have the same view. It's really awesome, and it's really an honor to be here in this beautiful place.
To which Todd Rundgren said,
well, Luke, I think the secret can be revealed that we're all going to follow the guy across the tight wire, playing our instruments.
I'm going in front. I'm first.
While Melinda's not the only show in town, his Daredevil act did bump up the start of Ringo and his All-Stars second show to 7 o'clock Friday night. Chris Kaya, WBFO and AM 970 News.
Thank you.